On this 4th of July weekend, I found myself humming the Woody Guthrie song. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island. Well, it's an easy song to sing, but why don't I turn it over to Mr. Guthrie? Though, feel free to join in. Let me just pull this up. And make sure my sound is on. Here we go.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. Voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
Now that is a good road song. And when you're traveling, especially on a road trip, music helps. When I moved back to the city from the Hudson Valley, I got rid of my car. I mean, for one thing, parking, but I remember the pleasure of hitting the road and carefully choosing my travel tunes. Sometimes it was classical music, sometimes shouty early gospel or good old-fashioned rock and roll. Sometimes, okay, NPR, especially if Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me was on. Now, I know some people choose travel music for their subway commute, or just walking down the street, but I'm not that plugged in. Still, whatever your road trips are, my guess is you might have some favorite travel music, something you like to tune your car radio to or call up on your phone or sing. The group of psalms subtitled Songs of Ascent in the Psalter are like ancient traveling music. Songs for the road. And most scholars agree that ascent refers to the practice of going up to Jerusalem for religious festivals. Whether these were songs for the whole journey or specifically for that last stage of ascending the Temple Mount in formal procession, they are definitely songs for travelers, pilgrims, sojourners. They could have been recited at the beginning of a journey in a worship setting. Psalm 121 is responsive in nature. And so it could be that the ones about to set out on a journey would say, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come? And answer their own question with the affirmation, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And then the priest, or perhaps the congregation, would respond, the Lord will not let your foot be moved. The one who watches over you will not fall asleep. The one who keeps watch over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. It's easy to hear the comfort in those words and the need for comfort. In ancient times, travel was no simple undertaking. Sure, there weren't the traffic jams of today. And is anyone else surprised by how quickly New York traffic has resumed? Anyway, ancient travel was difficult and dangerous. There was always the threat of bandits. Remember the Good Samaritan story? Worry about finding water, about finding shelter. Sunstroke was a common problem for the people of the ancient Near East. And overexposure to moonlight was thought to cause madness. Hence our word from the Latin for moon, lunacy. Now, travel may not be quite so rough in our day, but we have our own worries when we hit the road. Did we pack everything we'll need? What about extra meds, water? Did we remember to cancel the newspaper so bad guys won't realize we're away? Will the car act up again? Will traffic be bad? Everyone present and accounted for? Seatbelts fastened, GPS set? Okay, here we go. Oh, did we remember to turn off the coffee maker? And for me, that's just for a trip to Brooklyn. Air travel frightens some of us. A holiday cruise? Well, I can't imagine ever getting on a cruise ship post-COVID. But these days, even a subway ride can make us nervous. And then recently, a woman pedestrian died after being run over by someone on a scooter. For reasons mundane to unlikely to all too likely, hitting the road can make us plenty anxious. And here is this song of ascent, tailor-made for travelers. It's a remarkable psalm of comfort, short as it is with its eight little verses. It is global, it is communal, it is personal. The maker of heaven and earth, the keeper of Israel, is your keeper too. Each individual you of us. It's an amazing concept, isn't it? That the Lord of the universe watches over each of us. It's something many people understandably have trouble with, that the God of all creation cares about mere individual creatures. But it's a central affirmation of our faith. How did Jesus put it? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. We confess a God who is big enough to love and care for all of God's creatures, even the ones we don't like, even us. And as the psalm goes tighter in focus, like a zoom lens narrowing in from the big picture of creation to the close-up of each creature, its focus goes paradoxically larger too, bigger in concern. God will keep your feet on the path. God will shade you from danger. God will keep you from all evil. And it grows wider in time as well. God will watch you on your journey from this time and forevermore. This is a great travel song, not just for our actual road trips or plane trips or MTA trips, but a song for the pilgrimage of life. For life is a journey, right? And we are a pilgrim people, wanderers and aliens on this little planet we call home, as we acknowledge that we have a better home, not an earthly one, with God, our true destination, in whom all journeys end. Our hearts are restless, Augustine prayed to God, until they rest in you. This road psalm, Psalm 121, as hopeful and assuring as it is, nonetheless assumes what the beloved Psalm 23 states explicitly when it affirms, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." From where is my help to come? The very question implies a need for help, because the traveler knows that our feet will slip. We will stumble and go astray. There will be dangers and obstacles to face or avoid. Life is full of pitfalls, physical, economic, emotional, spiritual. Our prayers together are like a compendium of life's hazards, rather: sickness, surgery, grief, loneliness, natural and human-made disaster, warfare, civil unrest, violence, job loss, love loss. Sometimes people ask for traveling mercies, and well, they should. We all have our travel war stories about this journey called life. You know what your fears are, your dangers and pitfalls. Do you also know? Do you believe that the one who made heaven and earth watches over your goings out and your comings in? I hope so. Because being disciples of Jesus definitely means being on a difficult journey. Jesus didn't just say, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Oh, he did say that. But mostly he said, "Follow me." Or, as in our passage from Mark today, "Get going, hit the road." And the road is seldom smooth. As Jesus warns in Matthew, the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction. And there are many who take it, for the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life. And as we just heard him warn the disciples, not everyone is going to be happy to see you. Still, Jesus calls us to follow, to get going, to go and heal and cast out demons. And there are a lot of those out there. Yet, he calls us to no place, not even death, that he has not gone himself. He calls us with the promise that he is with us every step of the way. The Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, is our shepherd, as Psalm 23 puts it, and our sentry, our bodyguard, you might say, one who will not be caught sleeping on the job, who will remain alert and watch over us as protectively as a Brinks guard over a shipment of diamonds, as alertly as a shepherd over her wayward sheep, as tenderly as a parent their sleeping child. We are beginning a season of travels. And I think though some are still putting off more elaborate trips, others are taking advantage of being vaccinated to see family for the first time in ages, like I am this weekend here in Massachusetts. But whether we're traveling around the country or venturing to another borough or bravely considering a trip to the movies, there will be plenty of challenges in the days ahead. Maybe that family reunion won't be all we'd hoped for. Maybe we'll be more anxious about traveling than we expected. Maybe, despite the fact that summer is supposed to be a carefree season, we have worries that make us, frankly, a little bit lunatic. So maybe, before we get too far down the road, we should make Psalm 121 the official travel song of this summer. And though summer will, alas, end sooner than we'd like, our journeys won't. This is indeed a song for the pilgrimage of life. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. This is a psalm to learn by heart, my friends. Or print out the page I sent with the newsletter yesterday and put it on your car dashboard or your nightstand or stick it in your wallet. This is a psalm to see friends off to the airport with and put your children to bed with. A psalm to see you through all the journeys of this life, from birth to baptism to burial and beyond. For its simple affirmation will never grow old. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth, forevermore. Happy summer, people. Traveling mercies. God is with you and with those you love in this abundant life and in the next. Thanks be to God. Amen.